Yuma Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey 4-5. And since the Mishnah had begun to discuss differences between the regular service of every day of the year regarding the incense and what's different about Yom Kippur, we'll talk about other differences. Here in this Mishnah, we say, B'chol Yom, every day of the year, Kohanim Olim B'mizracho Shel Kevesh V'yordim B'maravo. The Kohanim, when they would ascend the ramp to go up to the altar, they'd always go up on the eastern side of the ramp. That would be, I'll call it the right side of the ramp as they go up. Get to the top of the ramp, make a right turn, because every time that you turn in the Beis Hamikdash and you have a decision to be made, shall you turn right or left? It's always a right turn. They'll make a right turn, and then they'll go around the Mizbeach counterclockwise, and then they'll come down on the western side of the ramp. That's the rule always. So that's to say, you never walk back down the same way you came up. You always keep on going in a full circle around, circuit around the Mizbeach. Always staying on the edge, not through the middle. But V'hayom, when it comes to today, on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol Ola Be'emtza, V'yard Be'emtza. The Kohen Gadol will ascend walking in the middle of that ramp. The ramp is about 16 amos wide. That's about, say, 5 meters wide. He walks up the middle of it. And again, he'll also do a full circuit around. So he'll make a right, go the whole way around the altar, then come back down. But when he goes up, and when he comes down, he stands and traverses the very middle of the altar. That's unique. The Rambam seems to have had a different gears to this Mishnah, and it's not the Kohen Gadol, but everyone is Olin V'Yordin in the middle. Everyone goes up and down in the middle on Yom Kippur, and that's the Rambam Paskins. Even the Kohanim, who would go up to the altar for whatever reason, would also be going up and down the middle because of the honor of the day. That's not according to our version here. Reb Yehuda Omer, La Olam Kohen Gadol Ola Ba'emza V'Yord Ba'emza. Reb Yehuda disagrees. He says the Kohen Gadol always goes up and down the ramp in the middle, not on the sides, unlike everyone else, because he's the Kohen Gadol. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. But understand, according to everybody, what we're saying here is, let's say the Kohen Gadol has to put all of the various quarters of the animal up on the fire, let's say for the Tamid Shel Shachar, for example. So when he does that, he's going to take the first portion, like the Rosh and Regel, he'll walk up the middle of the ramp, he'll make a, let's say, right turn, wherever it has to be, so he gets to able to put the meat on the pyre to burn it. Then he'll walk the whole way around and then go down again, pick up the next portion off the bottom of the ramp, and then walk all the way up again. He goes like in full circuits each time. Okay. Speaking of differences, we have another difference between the Kohen Gadol and regular Kohanim, because it says, B'chol yom Kohen Gadol mekadesh yadav raglav min akior. Every day of the year, the Kohen Gadol would wash his hands and his feet, when he does kiddush yadav raglav, washing his hands and feet, from the water in the kior, and then he'd like open the tap of the kior, as we discussed before, and wash his hands from there. The kior, again, was like a laver in English, this water receptacle that was sitting between the ulam and the mizbeach, and came up and down with that mochni, that machine. V'hayom, on Yom Kippur, min akiton shel zahav, he didn't take water directly from the tap of the kior, but rather he poured water on his hands and feet from a golden pitcher. It seems b'pashtus that the water that filled the golden pitcher came from the kior, but he didn't wash directly from the tap of the kior. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglav Min HaKiton Shel Zahav. Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohen Gadol always, every day of the year, would wash his hands and feet using the golden pitcher, not just on Yom Kippur, but again, presuming the halachas don't like him, so therefore the Kohen Gadol uniquely on Yom Kippur will wash his hands with the golden pitcher, but the rest of the year using the tap from the kior directly.